This is Dakota Datebook for April 21st. Today, we recognize one of North Dakota's listings in the National Register of Historic Places. Amidst the early immigration to North Dakota were individuals from Syria in what is today Lebanon. The Syrian Lebanese formed communities in various counties across the state. Like so many, they were looking for better opportunities and a better life. Together with the rest of the community, they toiled, struggled, and succeeded. These immigrants came from a variety of religious backgrounds, but the largest of the North Dakota Muslim communities settled around Ross, which was established in Montreal County in 1887. Around 1901, Mary Juma and her husband, Hassan, were the first Syrian-Lebanese couple to settle around Ross. By all accounts, the couple had been peddling across various states before deciding to stay in Homestead, perhaps because they found that North Dakota had others from their home country. By March of 1929, the Minot Daily News reported that the Syrian-Lebanese community in Ross was on the brink of purchasing land for a Muslim cemetery. The article reported that a modest mosque would be built as soon as is practicable. This became the Assyrian Muslim Cemetery, the first Muslim cemetery in North Dakota by more than 90 years, and it was the first mosque built in the United States. While the community didn't continue to grow, the stories remain. For example, Mary Juma, who was widowed in 1917, recorded her history during the 1930s when the Works Progress Administration conducted interviews with various people of the area. Years later, in the 1970s, her son, Charlie Juma of Stanley, would contribute to the Bicentennial Oral History Collection conducted by the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Those stories and those of other Syrian-Lebanese men and women document the settlement of this population group in Ross as well as other parts of the state. The original mosque had fallen into disrepair, but in 2005, a replica of the typical Muslim house of prayer was built. This south-facing building is 17 feet by 17 feet and includes an east-facing prayer rug, as well as historical information about many of those who rest in the cemetery. The grounds remain cared for by the descendants of those buried there. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota.